in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5537. This is, has a very interesting idea brought down over here, which was something new to me. Apparently that's known. But we'll see in a minute. Let's first do the date with Baruch Hashem. The 24th day of Sivan, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. Avosik V'chosid, the Rebbe's address, to Rav Yosef Sheyichya Tavil in Brooklyn. And he, the Rebbe is responding to a note through his brother's son. He was a young man, Arin Sheyichya Tavil. He lived in Buenos Aires. So he asked the question, is one a commentary, a very strange commentary. Never heard this before, and you're going to hear it now. You know, there was the whole story in the portion of Bahaloscha, when the Jewish people, they were complaining to Moshe, and, you know, it was a difficult time. Moshe Rabbeinu said to God, I can't handle this anymore. I can't handle all the burden and all the troubles. I can't handle it. So God tells him to take 70 people, the most prominent, share with them. They should become prophets as well. And then the Torah tells us about there were true prophets, additional, besides those 70. One's name was Eldad, and the other name was Medad. Eldad and Medad, they actually prophesied that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, and he's not going to take the Jews into Eretz Yisrael. It'll be Joshua, Yehoshua will do it. And Yehoshua was very upset, and he came running to Moshe, and he says, Moshe, destroy them. Look what they're prophesizing. And Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, said, whoa, you know, I wish all Yidden will be prophesied. Don't worry about me. I'm a Kanei Atali. But in any event, there is a Daz Zikenim on the Torah, which is a commentary called the Daz Zikenim on the Torah. And that's in Bahaloscha on the portion, chapter 11, verse 27. And he says like this, that in the Tosfos HaRosh it says that this Eldad and Medad were actually Moshe's brothers. These two prophets, they were Moshe's brothers. What happened here? How are they Moshe's brothers? So he says something interesting. So this is what he says there. It says, when the Torah was given, so then all the prohibited relationships were prohibited now, because now the Torah tells us. One of the Torah laws is you're not allowed to marry your aunt. It's interesting. You can marry your niece, but you can't marry your aunt. The Torah prohibits marrying an aunt. But of course, Moshe's father, Amram, was married to his aunt, Yocheved. Yocheved was the daughter of Levi, which was Amram's aunt, because she was his Amram's father's sister. She was Kohath's sister. So as soon as the Torah was given, Amram was not allowed to anymore be married to his wife Yocheved. So what did he do? So they all separated. They divorced basically their wives, so that Amram divorced his aunt Yocheved, which was his wife, and he married another woman. And she gave birth to this Eldad and Medad, and that's how they're his brothers, because it's his brothers from his second marriage, because his father married a second woman after the Torah was given. So what did his question? That's what it says over there in the Daz Zikenim from the Tosfos HaRosh. But he says, how could that be? Because the story with the Zikenim, that took place close to the time of Matan Torah, right? So they were only prohibited. How could Moshe Rabbeinu's father, how could Amram marry and have children and grown-ups if the prohibition just was right then, the Torah was given then, if the reason why Amram separated himself from his wife, from Yocheved, because it was prohibited from the Torah. But the Torah was only given at that point. How could he have these children, grown-ups, who are prophesizing Elda de Medad? They were prophesying in the camp. Doesn't really fit. So the Rebbe says what the Rush means, he doesn't mean it was, he says the reason why Amram separated from Yocheved was because the Torah prohibits it, but not at that time. In other words, the separation took place much earlier, because Amram was a prophet. And when Amram found out that the Torah is going to prohibit this, so then he divorced. So he divorced her much before. He doesn't mean to say he divorced her when the Torah was given, but because of the prohibition of the Torah. But the divorce took place much earlier, so Elder the Maidad was already big enough in order to become prophets as well. And the Rebbe says this is very clearly articulated in the book called Toldos Yitzchok to Rabbi Yitzchok Karu in Parshas Baaloscha. And he brings it down, and the Rebbe quotes him, that it's also brought down in the Torah Shlema from Rav Kasher. It's brought down there that Amram knew from Moshe the prohibition of these relationship of an aunt that is going to come when the Torah is going to prohibit it. So he separated himself from his aunt Yocheved, and he took another wife. So this tells us that very clearly that this took place in an earlier time. So that's the answer to his question. And the Rebbe further tells him that, I'm hopeful, the Rebbe says, that you're taking some time to study some Chassidus, the inner part of the Torah. As the Zohar language is, that's the soul of Torah. When I say the soul, this is the soul of the revealed part of Torah. The Torah, the revealed part, is called the body of Torah. As it's known in the Zohar, in volume 3, on page 156.1, the Rebbe concludes with honor and with blessing in the name of the Rebbe by the Rebbe's secretary. So he asks a powerful, impossible, powerful question. How could we say that Amram separated himself from his wife and he gave birth to Elder the Moedid, who prophesizing because of Matan Torah, but Matan Torah was right then when they were prophesizing. They couldn't have been grown-ups. And Rebbe says, no, that's not what it means. What it means is because of the prohibition of the Torah, but the timing was before. And the Rebbe quotes from the Sefer of Yitzchak Karu that this actually happened much earlier. And they were the brothers of Moshe Rabbeinu, according to that opinion. That's not the only opinion. But that's the opinion, and that's how the Rebbe answers the question.